From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has told the nation that upcoming elections will take place in peace and insisted that recent unrest in the capital, Bujumbura, is not representative of the rest of the country, even as the protests continued. Mr. Nkurunziza spoke on state television late Wednesday as he announced the upcoming parliamentary elections will be delayed by a week to June 5th because of recent political violence. Islamic State insurgents overran the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra and its historic Roman-era ruins Thursday, leaving the militants in control of half of Syria. The takeover immediately threatened the 2,000-year-old UNESCO World Heritage Site with its towering colonnades, other ruins, and priceless artifacts. Irina Bokova is with UNESCO and says destroying the site does not mean a victory over an enemy.
Destroying such heritage does not mean that you achieve some kind of a victory over your enemy. You don't convince other people that you are right.
The Islamic State fighters have demolished an array of antiquities in their advance across wide swaths of Iraq and Syria, claiming they are idolatrous to Muslim beliefs. U.S. President Barack Obama meets at the White House Thursday with the Tunisian president to help underscore Washington's support for the country's democratic position. The Tunisian president came to power following historic elections in December. U.S. officials say the presidents will discuss increasing U.S. military and economic aid to Tunisia, which is dealing with massive youth unemployment and the threat of regional instability. VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomatic official is headed to Myanmar, where he will call for improved treatment of the country's Rohingya minority. It comes a day after Washington signaled it's willing to help provide refuge for the thousands of members of the ethnic group stranded at sea. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he will speak to leaders of Myanmar Thursday about its own responsibilities to improve conditions in Rakhine State so that the people don't feel that their only choice is to put their lives at risk by leaving and taking to the sea. Qatar, host of the 2022 World Cup, has failed to improve conditions for migrant workers, according to an international rights group. Following international pressure, Qatar had promised a year ago to improve migrant labor rights, including changing policies that prevent workers from leaving the country or changing employers. In a report on Thursday, Amnesty International said the reforms have not come fast enough, adding that little had changed for the 1.5 million migrant workers in Qatar. Environmental watchdog Greenpeace says scores of Chinese fishing boats are illegally fishing off the West Africa coast. Shannon Van Zandt reports.
The new report from Greenpeace says that over the span of a decade, 183 illegal fishing cases involving more than 100 Chinese ships were reported in the West African countries of Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Mauritania, Senegal, and Sierra Leone. China's foreign ministry has rejected the report, saying Chinese companies abided by the law and contributed to African economies through paying taxes, providing jobs, and increasing incomes, which is welcomed by local governments and their people. But Greenpeace says the Chinese frequently supplied incorrect identification information that sometimes suggested they were in Mexican waters or even on land to avoid detection. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
Meanwhile, the Chinese Navy is reported to have issued 8 warning messages to a U.S. military surveillance plane that passed over a group of man-made islands that Beijing is using to secure its sweeping territorial claims in the disputed South China Sea. This is the Chinese Navy. This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly. That's what a voice said in English, according to a report by CNN. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says it's unimaginable for Russia to participate in a meeting of the world's leading industrialized countries as long as it's involved in the conflict in Ukraine. Speaking to the German parliament in Berlin Thursday, Ms. Merkel said next month's Group of Seven meeting in Bavaria will not include Russia, which is accused of backing pro-Russia separatists fighting the Kiev government. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.